Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The road to recovery in Puerto Rico has hit yet another speed bump. Over the weekend, a video went viral on social media showing a warehouse full of unused disaster supplies in the city of Ponce. It's one of a number of communities still reeling from the series of earthquakes that devastated the island in recent weeks. Following public fallout from that footage, Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vazquez Garcet fired several government officials, including the island's emergency management director. She also announced an investigation looking into the mismanagement of the aid at the Ponce warehouse and others like it on the island. For more on this, we're joined from San Juan by Arelis Hernandez, a correspondent for The Washington Post. Arelis, glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
What exactly did they find in this Ponce warehouse?
Everything. What did they find? There were cots inside. There were propane tanks that people could have used to, you know, cook outside. There were inflatable mattresses, diapers, and tons and tons and tons of expired bottled water.
How long have these supplies been sitting there?
Looks like they date back to at least the months after Hurricane Maria. It's unclear why they were there. It's unclear why they were still sitting there in the situation that Puerto Rico now finds itself in with these earthquakes. There's been an investigation that's been ordered by the governor, which she said is a normal occurrence, but certainly does raise some eyebrows here in Puerto Rico.
Is it possible there's lots of other warehouses just like this one that are sitting there with unused supplies?
That's the allegation so far. Yesterday, I talked to a spokesman for the National Guard. It looks like there are at least one other warehouse. And, you know, keep in mind, there are FEMA warehouses where this stuff is pre-stocked for disasters. And then there are other warehouses, which are the ones in question, managed by the central government.
So clearly, this anger is not just about a warehouse. Well, this is really a built-up sort of frustration on the part of people who live in Puerto Rico, correct?
Absolutely. No, this is part of this ongoing narrative of government either incompetence or corruption, right? It's unclear where the incompetence ends and the corruption begins with Puerto Rican top-level state officials. And so people, you know, they've been through Maria. That was a traumatic experience. You know, there was a politicizing of disaster relief that happened from the very beginning. And it seems like some of that is still continuing to happen.
Are we expecting to see widespread protests yet again?
I've learned from the last set of protests not to underestimate Puerto Ricans when it comes to political unrest. It seems as though there could be at least one other big protest. Ricky Martin last night tweeted that he would be out here soon to join folks in, you know, denouncing this latest scandal involving the unused disaster aid.
Last week, President Trump signed a major disaster declaration, though that came with some restrictions. What do those restrictions mean for the aid?
I think it's still unclear. I think they're going through some of these requirements right now. What I'll quote to you is what the former housing secretary here in Puerto Rico, he just lost his job like a day and a half ago. But what he was mentioning, when it comes to this federal aid, from the very beginning, it was about 6 pages of regulations. Now it's more than 106 pages of regulations that, you know, people are trying to work through and analyze.
Given the fraught relationship between President Trump and the island, how do locals feel about the federal response or the lack of it?
When we talk about the federal response, we have to talk about it in sort of 3 different ways, because there was Hurricane Irma that started, then Maria, and now the earthquake. And then there's the disaster recovery funds, which is still what a lot of people and municipalities are waiting for. That flow of federal money has been extremely slow for a number of reasons. Although if you ask FEMA and the recovery czar here in Puerto Rico, they'll tell you that these things are starting to move now. And then you have the earthquakes, right? For the most part, I think people are, you know, generally satisfied with the federal response because, you know, there were lessons learned. A bunch of material was stockpiled ahead of time. You saw National Guard troops on the ground. That being said, it's a different disaster, but it's still unclear, you know, what the federal government and Puerto Rico are going to do in the long term, because there are people almost 3 weeks later still sleeping outside.
Arelis Hernandez is a correspondent for The Washington Post. Arelis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you can find all of the Takeaways coverage on Puerto Rico online at thetakeaway.org/Puerto Rico.